The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of 1041 KQTH or the EW Scripps Company.
Hey, Arizona, guys, good to hear from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
Welcome to On the Menu Live, the most delicious hour on radio and the hottest in culinary and cocktail talk.
And now, broadcasting live from another happy hour on 104.1 KQTH,
here's your host, Matt Russell.
Well, you got that right. I am one happy guy. This is one happy hour. And when you're thinking about happiness in southern Arizona, when the temperatures are flirting with 105, all the troubles just melt away. When you get to do what I'm doing right now for the entire hour. In fact, we are broadcasting live poolside from the Sweetwater Cabana Bar at the Omni Tucson National Resort. Fellow foodies, we are celebrating the magnificence of the wisdom of the mango. In fact, this is one summertime fruit that our friends at the Omni have pledged allegiance to all summer long. In fact, they have dubbed it the Summer of Mango because mango dances on the palate, both inside of the glass as well as at the center of the plate. And we're going to be talking with our good friend, General Manager Jeff White, and Executive Chef Jonathan Stutzman a little bit later on in the show about their visions of mango on the palate. But I am so excited to bring on first, before we get too far into the show, our celebrity co-host. He is occupying the coveted celebrity co-host seat. It's been a long time since this guy has been on the show. There's a lot of catching up to do with our celebrity co-host for the full hour. He is a sales representative for Breakthrough Beverage Group. Put your hands together for the Honorable Dylan Higgins is in the house. Dylan, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I think that might be the first time anybody's ever referred to me as the Honorable.
Well, Dylan, I mean, Higgins. You know, executive privilege. That I can call you whatever I want. It's my show.
Exactly.
But anyway, does it get any better than this, Dylan Higgins?
No.
We're literally pool. I am steps away from the glorious pool at the Omni Tucson National Resort.
It's gorgeous. It's the perfect temperature. We got beautiful misters happening out here. Everybody's having a great time. I couldn't imagine being in a better spot.
Well, let's have the good times commence by hoisting our glasses proudly, as we do every week. We are celebrating mango in its magnificence. I have chosen the Mango Mule, kind of that classic Moscow Mule, but kind of taken to the next level by Jeff White's team, bringing some fresh mango into the cocktail. What are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm going after this Mango Tango, if I'm not mistaken.
The mango daiquiri.
I apologize. Mango daiquiri.
That's a beautiful work of art. I tell you what. And what a coincidence.
Gorgeous.
It's
frozen.
Served in a red Solo cup with the On the Menu Live sign on it. Digging it. Anyway, Dylan, long time since you've been on the show.
Exactly.
Level 2 sommelier. I watched the movie Som. Coming back to Tucson from vacation last week, I have a renewed appreciation for those of you who have committed yourself to the sommelier scene because this is like boot camp for wine enthusiasts.
The pursuit of the tests is boot camp. The rest of it's lifetime effort and passion all the time. Whenever you turn that dial down, you're gonna lose a lot of heat. So I just stick with it all the time.
Something that Caitlin, who's operating the board, she always tunes the volume down whenever I'm on the show. What a coincidence! But anyway, I love the world of wine. We drank some wonderful wines in the state of New York. We weren't too far from the Finger Lakes the last couple of weeks, so I got to taste some regional expressions of the fruit there. But what are you grooving on this time of year? I mean, look, we're steps away from the pool. We're hanging out. It's al fresco. We're celebrating a glorious Tucson summer. Where's your palate taking you when you're thinking about wine this time of year?
This time of year, I'm really leaning heavily on Prosecco and other bubbles,
nice.
especially Prosecco, usually a little light, fruit forward, crisp, easy drinking, bubbly. I also dig Pinot Grigio.
Right on.
Sauvignon Blancs from all over the place. Pinot Grigio right now is probably the easiest thing to go and sit and sip on a patio. If you want something a little sweeter, there's great Riesling in the world. Finger Lakes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Produces a bunch.
Absolutely.
On some Chenin Blancs. I mean, it's really hard to go wrong, but I think the thing that I tasted most recently that Jeff will probably help us get into a little later that was amazing was rosé from Provence.
Mm.
Grenache, Syrah, and Sanceau taken down.
Are you as fascinated, Dylan Higgins, as I am on this renaissance that we've seen on the rosé scene? I mean, look, 5-10 years ago, you really had to look hard and far for a great rosé experience. Now it seems to be part of the onophile conversation.
Oh, if you don't have a rosé on your list, and if you're not trying rosé, then you're not involved in wine.
You're irrelevant, I would
say.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to be perfectly blunt, until about 5 years ago, I really didn't care about rosé either.
Right.
And I was well into my sommelier certification and everything.
No kidding.
Yeah. It took a little bit of a rude awakening from a few of my guests from the East Coast to bring me up to speed.
To convince you to treat rosé with the reverence that the wine deserves.
Oh, it's and there's such a varied amount of expression. It's gorgeous, depending on whether you're doing 100% Pinot Noir from Oregon or one of those Grenache-based blends from Provence. There's 100 different types of ways to do rosé, and all of them are gorgeous.
You know, Nancy and I spent 2 weeks going down the Rhone last fall, ending up actually in Spain, and did 3 days in Barcelona. But we tasted through some wonderful flights of, you know, the sort of from the northern Rhone, the southern Rhone, just that whole French experience. And I've largely been, you know, a California, Washington, Oregon, you know, even Arizona wine guy. The French wine scene just completely off the charts.
Oh, it's amazing. And they've been doing it for hundreds, if not thousands of years in certain spots where you run into people who are like, oh, yeah, I know. Here we talk about, oh, we've owned this. It's family-owned winery for 25 years. Oh, that's great. There they're talking like, we've had family-owned winery for 25 generations.
That's right. Still going in like the 25 generations and sometimes in the same family.
Yeah.
No, absolutely love that.
Amazing.
We're talking to Dylan Higgins with Breakthrough Beverage Group. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour here at the Omni Tucson National Resort. And I got to ask you for a wine tip. So you answered the question the first way with Prosecco. My wife is a big bubble. She's all about the bubbledom. So she's going to want to know. She's sitting at the oracle of wisdom in the wine scene right here. When you're thinking about a great Prosecco, what's a tip for us? Where can we find a great bottle?
There are great bottles all over the place, but I personally lean towards some of the less well-known producers like Cantina Maschio, which is it's owned by a larger family that sells a lot of wine here in the States. And it just so happens that the guys down here at Sweetwater Cabana make a cocktail with Cantina Maschio in it.
Oh, what a lovely coincidence.
Oh, it's as though I tied it in on purpose.
Anyway, Dylan, I'm so excited that you're here. You're going to be on with us for the full hour, so I'm really giddy about having you a part of the conversation. We're going to be talking with a lot of colorful culinary and cocktail characters in this broadcast. But we have to take a quick commercial break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, he is sitting with us here right now in his first, I hope it's his first, because if it's not, I'm going to lie and say it is, in his first live radio interview since being crowned the new Iron Chef of Tucson. Brian Smith from Maynard's Market and Kitchen is in the house. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu Live on 104.1 KQTH. Stick around. We'll be right back.
The culinary excellence of Chef Victor Padilla continues to make news on Tucson's dinner scene, but it's his brand new brunch menu that's all the buzz these days at his Hot Foothills Eatery, Commoner & Co. Victor's passion for food anchors each of his Sunday morning and midday meals, from the shrimp and creamy grits with mussels and calabrese salami to the commoner waffle with fresh berries, smoked honey, and bourbon butter. Yeah, I said it, bourbon butter! Or check out Victor's take on a Southwest classic, the pork carnitas chilaquiles, dotted with avocado, red radish, and a sunny egg, then lovingly drizzled with a house-made guajillo sauce. Throw in a couple rounds of commoner Bloody Marys or mimosas, and you have all the makings for the perfect weekend wrap-up. Brunch is served every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And don't forget to come back on Monday night for half-off bottles of wine. Brunch is the bomb this season at Commoner & Co. on the southeast corner of Sunrise and Cold. I'll see you there. Rise and shine, fellow foodies. It's time to wake up and start your day the right way. With a craft cocktail, of course. Wait, what? Yes, our friends at the Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro in Northwest Tucson are giving all of us a great reason to get out of bed in the morning with their Wake Up Happy Hour, Monday through Thursday from 7 to 10 a.m. Get happy with some small breakfast dishes and cocktails for only $6 each, like their sweet potato fries, topped with an egg and homemade sausage gravy, paired with the girls' award-winning 24-carat margarita. Oh, yeah, that's the one made with the real organic carrot juice. Talk about a hefty helping of happy. Choose from a range of dishes and signature cocktails and have fun making the most out of your morning hours at Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, voted best place to eat gluten-free on North Oracle Road just south of Rudisill.
Hey, all you barbecue pitmasters out there in Arizona. This is Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and you're listening to On the Menu Live with my pal Matt Russell. It's the most delicious hour on radio.
And this is Matt Russell, broadcasting live poolside from the Sweetwater Cabana Bar at the Omni Tucson National Resort, having a great time celebrating the summer of mango with our celebrity co-host for the full hour from Breakthrough Beverage Group. Dylan Higgins is back with us.
I'm still here, yeah.
And I still hear the music pumping, so Sam will kind of bring that back a little bit. There we go. Although I was about to stand up and dance.
I think we're all better off.
Well, there's one guy who hasn't stopped dancing since last Saturday night. He is a guy, he's been on the show several times. I've been watching this guy through his culinary career, and he has now ascended to the pinnacle of his career. He is now the newly crowned Iron Chef of Tucson, the chef from Maynard's Market and Kitchen. Brian Smith is here in person. What's going on, Chef?
Hey, Matt, thanks for having me.
I'm so happy for you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I mean, I've been doing the play-by-play for the Iron Chef for several years, and I wasn't able to go last week. I was at an event in New York. Man, talk about one to miss. I mean, this was like a big deal. I'm a big fan of Travis Peters. You know, I've been a big fan of yours for a long time. I was really excited to see this battle. When you walked away the victor, are you still flying high in the clouds, or are you back down to reality and going to work and just back to the office?
A little bit back to reality. We've got a lot of stuff going on at Maynard, so kind of got to stay focused and get stuff going. But yeah, I mean, pretty amazing feeling. The Iron Chef has been a pretty awesome experience. The last week or two have just been insane with people wanting to talk and people wanting to say hi. So it's been pretty awesome.
That's awesome. And I got to ask you, so how do you prepare for an event like this? I mean, look, you've got over 1,000 people in the audience watching you plate a 4-course meal.
Yep.
In an hour. And each of the courses has to have an expression of the secret ingredient, which we're going to get to in a minute. But how did you, like, physically, psychologically, you know, even spiritually prepare for this huge contest?
Well, you know, what's funny is the week leading up to the Iron Chef, we had, fortunately, a couple big dinners at Maynard. So it was kind of difficult to plan as much as I would have really liked to have planned.
Right.
But my team and I, on Friday night, the night before the competition, sat down all night long and came up with just some basic ideas as far as, like, what it could be. Came up with kind of a basic menu and then just rolled with it when they finally announced it was pork belly.
Right. So it's like the guy who, like, crams before the exam.
Yeah.
I mean, you talk about some chefs, they spend weeks and weeks, you know, building up to this. Brian Smith is like, a couple days before, figure it all out, get it all down, and go ready to execute.
Oh, yeah. That's insane. I can't believe that you pre-wrote some recipes. It's sort of like blank sheet, sort of, and walk in with like a vague idea and then just fill in the blanks as you go?
Exactly. So it was kind of one of those. It was like, well, you know, I want to do a soup, I want to do a salad, so that was kind of, you know, set out. And then, of course, an entree and a dessert, if you can make a dessert. With pork belly, I think pork belly was kind of a safe bet. We ended up making like a little bacon crumble for a dessert, and bacon roasted some fruits, and ended up trying to make an ice cream, which ended up failing because of some technical difficulties. But we ended up turning it around and making it work.
So what was the first thing that crossed your mind when they announced it was pork belly? And I guess you only have 5 minutes, right, to kind of gather with your team to really put the menu together before the clock starts. What was the first reaction when they revealed pork belly?
First reaction was pork belly takes a long time to cook.
Right.
And I wish I should have brought, because we were allowed to bring one piece of equipment. So, of course, like I said, I brought the ice cream machine. So the first thing that I thought was, should have brought a pressure cooker. But I mean, other than that, I think bacon, pork belly, it's relatively easy to work with. It goes well with a lot of things. So it was just kind of get it going, get it on the fire, get it cooking, and just kind of go from there.
What was one thing that you know now, having survived the contest and then actually walking away as victor, what's the one thing you know now that you only wish that you would have known before the clock started ticking?
I think that maybe you're probably going to have some equipment issues. Not everything might not go as planned as far as, like, equipment is, you know, things are running on propane and not running on. So just, like, knowing that maybe have a little bit more backup plans, I suppose.
Right, right. And an hour goes by pretty fast, right?
Very fast.
Especially when 1,000 people are cheering you on. So, as I said, you know, Travis Peters, great chef, you know, I love him in his craziness. I love the parish. He's got a great, you know, attitude and a great style about life. But what is your secret? I mean, how did you beat Travis? What did it take to beat him? And what were your strategies for success? Because people are going to be wanting to know, how did you do it?
You know, I think, you know, the team that I've got, Mauricio and Joel, Chef Jr. and the rest of the crew down there, we work really, really, really hard on not only coming up with our current menu and trying to really execute it very well, but with our specials and our wine dinners and all the other things that we do. So we're constantly developing. We're constantly doing things on the fly. We're constantly, you know, but the pain in the butt chef that's always throwing a wrench in things here and there. So right. I think, you know, with that, we're always on our feet. And you know, I think that's maybe where we had our advantage. The fact that I went to Italy and to Belém, Brazil, I think maybe helped a little bit too. But yeah.
So people are gonna, one of the things, if you go to the Iron Chef competition, if you're not a judge or if you're not one of the, you know, the sponsors, you can't eat. So if there's a bit of pain that the guests experience because they're watching all this artistry come together and they're smelling, you know, the fragrance coming off of the dishes, and then they have to leave after the trophy is presented. Is there any thought about maybe recreating an Iron Chef dinner there at Maynard's?
There is. So look forward to something in August.
Awesome.
We're getting something together. The date is to be determined. Maynard's will advertise it. I'm sure that Tucson Iron Chef will advertise it. I'm pretty sure Stella Artois will probably advertise it as well. So stay in tune for that. That'll be in August. And then we were trying to maybe do a week or so, maybe in July, late July, early, mid-July, sometime this coming month here, maybe a week of doing like a little four-course thing at the restaurant. It's all been so soon that we haven't really developed anything yet, but stay tuned.
Okay, so let us know. Make sure our listeners know about that. You just dropped the summer menu down there at Maynard's. People are raving about, celebrating kind of the flavors of the season. What's the thing I hear about a summer spaghetti? You're doing a spaghetti with, like, snap peas and smoked eggplant or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. So we're doing a really cool spaghetti with some of the white Sonora wheat and the red Durum. So we make a spaghetti in-house. We're doing that with, like, a farm poached 64-degree egg, some smoked eggplant, some snap peas, and then kind of like a cacio e pepe type Parmesan black pepper butter that goes with it.
Just a cacio pepe Parmesan black butter, Dylan. You can't find good cacio pepe these days. I don't even know what it means.
I've already got 25 pairings for that because it's so common.
Iron Chef Brian Smith from Maynard's Marketing Kitchen. I'm going to be looking forward to having you on the show throughout the year because I just like saying Iron Chef Brian Smith. Go on down to Maynard's. Say hello to Brian and his team that have hoisted high the hardware that they brought home downtown at Maynard's Marketing Kitchen. Get yourself a chance to taste through that summer menu. I'm so excited for you and your entire Maynard's family. Congratulations again. Look forward to having you back soon.
Thanks, Matt.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and thank some more sponsors. And when we come back, the lie baiting continues. What a shock. Because Jeff White from the Omni Tucson National Resort is in the house. In the meantime, you're listening to On the Menu live on 104.1 KQTH. Don't you dare go away.
Hey guys, summer is in full swing, which means that I'm in my pool day and night. And with all the entertaining I do, I can't afford to have a pool that doesn't sparkle. And that's why I've put my trust in Ambiance Pool Service. Locally owned and operated, Ambiance will keep your pool operating efficiently and effectively all the time. But there's so much more than weekly cleaning service. Their licensed technicians are my go-to team for equipment installation and repairs as well. In fact, they just installed a cool LED lighting system for me that keeps my pool parties going deep into the night. Put an end to that constant battle over contaminants once and for all and call Ambiance Pool Service today. 425-9186. That's 425-9186. Or swim over to AmbiancePoolService.com to learn more. Imagine, if you will, the vibrant flavors of Spanish cuisine, the fresh aromatics of the mountains and valleys of Portugal, the warmth of an embrace by the Italian coastline. These images are brought to you by some of the most delicious extra virgin olive oils under the sun. And you can give your palate a passport to the olive capitals of the world by stopping into Alfonso's today. That's Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics. These ultra-fresh oils range from mild to robust, some with subtle notes of fruit, tomato, and grass, and others with notes of brine, herbs, and spice. And each of them is perfect for cooking, for finishing and drizzling, or simply enjoying neat with fresh baked bread. And then have some fun by sampling their portfolio of fused and infused oils, like one of my favorites, the wild mushroom and sage. Pair your favorite oils with their more than 20 aged balsamic vinegars and let the party commence! Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics on the southeast corner of River and Campbell and the southeast corner of Oracle and McGee. And don't forget, as Tom and Nancy Alfonso say, taste first and buy when the excitement becomes overwhelming. See what they're pouring today, fellow foodies, at alfonsooliveoil.com.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Morrow here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
I'm just in my happy place. That's all. I'm just sitting here, live, poolside, at the Sweetwater Cabana Bar at the Omni Tucson National Resort, having a great summer of mango with our honorable celebrity co-host from the Breakthrough Beverage Group, breaking through everything he sees and does. Dylan Higgins back with us, having a great time.
Oh, absolutely.
Tasting our way through some mango.
Oh, could be the best part of my day.
We're here to serve.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, no, there's another guy who's here to serve. In fact, when you think about, if there was one word that I would come up with in talking about our next couple of guests, the experience, the story, the encounter, frankly, the love, it's service. Because service is what is the thread that weaves its way through everything, every experience at Omni. And one of the guys who is at the heart of the service experience is General Manager Jeff White. Put your drink down, Jeff. No, now pick it up again. No, put it down. Pick it up. Cheers, brother. Happy summer of mango.
Yes, sir.
We are having a blast. I got to ask you, so where did this idea come from? So you're literally celebrating a fruit all summer long here at the Omni.
All summer long. As we've talked about when you've been on before, Omni is such a food and beverage forward company. One of the things that we love to do is for all of our pools throughout the company, we try to come up with a theme for that summer, right? Last year it was avocado. The year before that we did honey. This year it's the summer of mango.
So fun.
So we've got a number of different cocktails with mango. Chef's done a number of different dishes with mango. And it's just what a fantastic fruit for the summer.
I tell you, and I'm interested to know, when it comes to spirits, because, you say we're sort of going beyond the tiki cocktail here at Omni. When it comes to spirits and the flavor profiles of different spirits, are there those that kind of lend themselves better to work with the flavor of a mango? Are there those that you would say, this isn't really going to play well with a mango? How did that all come together?
Obviously, your vodkas, your rums, those are going to play really, really well with
mango.
Totally, yeah. You don't have a lot of scotch on here mixing with mango. That's probably not going to work.
Yeah, give me the Macallan 30 and muddle some mango in there, would you?
But like our Mango Tango, it's got Tito's vodka. It's got a little Aperol in it. It's got the mango syrup, and it just plays so well together. It's a fantastic cocktail.
And I love, when you get that bitterness of the Aperol, you get the sweetness of the mango. And I love, again, when we're talking about great cocktails, you can describe them. I'm watching some talking about flavor profiles of grapes and terroir and that kind of thing. The same is true with cocktails.
Absolutely.
Much fun. How did the cocktails all kind of come together? Was there just kind of a lot of R&D? And frankly, I wasn't invited, by the way,
there is a lot of R&D
process. I'll forgive you on that one, Jeff.
Well, I wasn't even involved.
Okay.
Honestly, the R&D actually comes out of
from
our corporate office.
Got it. Yep.
We've actually got a corporate mixologist that they hired a couple of years
ago.
So our beverage team and got together with her, and they came up with some fantastic ones. One of the things that's neat, actually, is what they do is they actually send out all the recipes to the field prior to, and then we all make them here and decide, and we kind of vote. And so the ones you're seeing here are the ones that won out across the board.
Oh, so much fun. All right, well, I'm going to put Dylan Higgins to the test. He has got one of the most sophisticated and credentialed palates in the galaxy. You actually decided to begin the broadcast with the Mango Daiquiri. You want to take another quick sip and share your observations with us as a hush falls over poolside?
Well, there's a lot of pressure on me to be able to do this.
Oh, he's going to talk about soil. Wait, there's no soil. There's no soil in this experience.
Clearly this mango was grown. I'm just kidding. So the beauty to mango for me is that it straddles the line between the really tropical fruits like papaya and kiwi and that end of the thing and your bright citrus fruits like orange and grapefruit. There's brilliant acidity, so when you put it together with a rum, like is clearly done in this case. Mount Gay Black Barrel and a Cruzon Mango.
Oh, beautiful.
You get a nice full palate. It balances out really nicely. The Black Barrel rum's got a little bit of vanilla to it. So between those two, we've got a really fruit-forward but balanced cocktail. And at the end, it leaves me wanting to have some more cocktail, which I think is the point to making a cocktail.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
He talked about straddling in defining this cocktail experience. But this has got to be one of the big sellers out here hanging out by the pool.
Huge seller.
And
that
it's a gorgeous beverage, too. It's just that the beautiful color. And that's real color, too.
That's real color. It's real mango in there.
Yeah.
And so we've actually – that's a blended one, so it kind of comes out almost looking like a slushy.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
A very dangerous slushy.
We'll talk about rooms in a minute.
Yeah, right.
At the Omni. What else is trending out here on the mango libation scene as we're talking about mango mixology?
So we've got the Mango Tango, which Brian enjoys over here. So we've got that one with a little bit of, like I said, Tito's Vodka, Aperol. Got some fresh lemon in there, so we've got that one. The Mango Pool Mule, which you're enjoying there. So
yes.
Traditional mule, just a little bit of that mango syrup in there. Some of the other fun ones we've got, we've always done our traditional, margarita here, but we've actually got the mango that we can turn that one into a mango margarita too. I'm enjoying the mango mojito, which is your traditional mojito, but I tell you what, that mango in there, fantastic.
Okay, so it's taking that iconic mojito experience. So you still got that mint in there,
still
the brightness
got
that of
mint, very mint forward.
So the mint, a very mint forward cocktail.
Ooh. I like
I'm
that.
I'm telling you, am I right about this guy?
I think I've rubbed off on him a little bit.
It's the years of hanging out with Dylan.
Okay, so all told, how many cocktails are on the mango menu here?
For just the mango ones, we've got five different mango cocktails.
Five different experiences. I would like to just kind of taste my way through throughout the duration of the show, but don't go away, Jeff, because you're going to be hanging out when we bring Jonathan Stutzman on, talking about how mango works on the plate just as well as it does in a glass, and maybe during the news break, I can quickly taste through all of the cocktails and then share our observations. But anyway, got to take a quick news break. Thanks for more sponsors. When we come back, another honorable man indeed, Jonathan Stutzman, executive chef at the Omni Tucson National Resort, will be our guest live in this broadcast poolside. Stick around. We'll be right back. Welcome back to On the Menu Live. It is Matt Russell broadcasting live from the Sweetwater Cabana Bar at the Omni Tucson National Resort with my celebrity co-host from Breakthrough Beverage Group, Mr. Dylan Higgins, back with us, having a great time. We were so busy taking pictures during the commercial break, I stopped drinking.
Who does that?
Which is highly irregular.
Your priorities
for
are
a man
askew, my friend.
Of my prestige. But anyway, how can people find out what Breakthrough is doing these days? I mean, you're like one of the leading purveyors of spirituous liquors in town and wines as well. I mean, how can people get a hold of you and talk to you about wine and renew their appreciation with the world of grapes?
Oh, there's all kinds of ways to do that. You can check in on the wine list here. You can also get in touch with us. Will over at Maynard's is the sommelier that I deal with most downtown.
Okay, cool.
In general, there's the breakthroughbeverage.com.
Okay.
It's actually breakthroughbev.com.
And it's Breakthrough, T-H-R-U.
T-H-R-U,
yes.
Because we are fancy and cutting edge. breakthroughbev.com.
Awesome.
That's the place to go if you want to see what we're up to. There's our books on there, everything along those lines. And then usually I force people to list me as coming to an event if I'm going to be at an event because I have a pretty sizable ego. But
Don't forget the following.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I come with an entourage of people who will follow and
well, thank you for finding time in your day, Dylan Higgins, to hang out with us. I just want to give a quick shout out to our sponsors because if it were not for our very forward-thinking and loyal sponsors, I could not run my mouth about what I love most, and that's food and beverage every Saturday at 5 o'clock. Ambiance Pool Service, Alfonso Gourmet Olive Oil and Balsamics, Boca Tacos and Tequila, Commoner & Co., Gourmet Girls Bakery and Bistro, Jerry's Cigars, Tino's Pizza, Tucson Foodie, Nancy Russell, our certified personal trainer. Boy, do we ever need her. And Russell Public Communications, big round of applause for all of our sponsors. Anyway, Dylan, thanks so much for hanging out with us.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? Let's do this. Why don't why don't you introduce our next guest? Because I've done it a million times. I get so excited. We need some new blood here introducing this guy because he's one of the greatest guys in the world. And I know you share that sentiment. So why don't you think about how to bring this guy on?
So Jonathan Stutzman is the executive chef here, and I've had the great pleasure of working with him on 7 wine dinners.
Wow.
So far,
wow,
a couple a year on average, 2 to 3 a year, and every single time he finds a new and more interesting way to knock our socks off. The guy is he's an animal, and I would love to see him and Brian handle some business at some point.
Yeah.
But until we get there,
yes.
Suffice to say, Jonathan Stutzman is an animal and a great chef, and we're lucky to have his food sitting 2 feet away from me at the moment.
We are indeed animal here live and in person. Jonathan Stutzman, how's it going, man?
Oh, it's great, man. It's good. I brought a plate of food out here, so I'm great.
Yes, you are. I'm flanked by greatness. But anyway, no, there's you suggested perhaps that wouldn't it be fun to have a Jonathan Stutzman, Brian Smith Iron Chef competition? There must be some reason why Brian Smith is still here. He's sitting at the table. He wants to hear everything Jonathan Stutzman has to say. He wants to get inside of his head, learn about his tools and his tips and his techniques, find out about the science behind the greatness here at the Omni. So, or maybe just Brian likes to have a great mango.
Yeah, maybe
cocktail.
Maybe he's just sitting there thinking mango daiquiri and somebody else paid for it. I'll do that.
So how long have you been peeling mangoes, man? Is your kitchen team working overtime preparing for this summer?
Oh, I've peeled my fair share. Yeah.
Speaking of Iron Chef, when Ryan Clark won his first or second time, mango was the secret ingredient. And Brandon Dillon, his sous chef at that time, for the entire 60 minutes did nothing but peel mangoes. Because that's what you got to do when it's the secret ingredient. But what are you grooving on with this fruit? I mean, you know, we had some great kind of bright, fresh cocktails, color coming from Jeff's team, shaking and stirring all the while. But when you're thinking about putting together a menu that celebrates this summertime fruit at the center of the plate, and boy, there's hardly enough time to walk through this presentation board. What goes through your head? What do you love about this fruit?
Well, the fantastic thing about mangoes is they're so versatile. You know, there's so many things you can do with them, not just from a standpoint of when you eat the fruit. You know, you let it ripen a little bit more, it's a completely different texture, completely different flavor profile that you're working with.
Huh.
And there's so much you can do with it, and that fails second to, you know, just the freshness of it. I mean, it screams summertime. And we're really pleased that, you know, that our corporate level has pushed such a great opportunity, especially for us. I mean, our pool's open year-round.
Yeah, seriously.
You know, we're very fortunate. And mangoes is something that's very easy to embrace and share. And honestly, folks don't eat enough of.
Yeah, I mean, and what a great theme for the summertime in this community, in this climate, you know, where it's kind of a heat-forward summer. What a great fruit to have at the center of the summer experience.
Oh, it's fantastic. I mean, and around here, you know, we can source from Mexico, you know, as a big provider. I found out doing some research they actually can grow here, so I'm contemplating planting one at my house to see what happens. But surprising enough, the number one contributor of mangoes is over 50% contribution. It's coming out of India.
What?
Yeah.
No kidding. Okay, well, the mango lassi, the yogurt kind of smoothie is, I think, the national beverage,
I believe so,
of India. So yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Now you're going to plant one at home. Now clearly you're going to be doing some R&D at the Stutzman Ranch. So you know, I lost out on the chance to do some research on the cocktail side. Keep me in mind. You know, Dillon, you know, you'll never get him because he's too busy. But I'll come to your house, whatever it takes.
That's the plan.
So you've got pages of dishes out here at the Omni that are sort of, you know, mango forward. How in the world did all of these come together? Because you think, okay, mango has the flavor profile, and you say texture, depending on how ripe it is, it can really express itself in a different way. I mean, there's almost a countless way to bring mango into a dish and how it works so well with different flavors and ingredients.
Yeah, I mean, it starts with, you know, the basics of understanding, you know, the fruit itself. But then there's a huge support system with the company, you know. There's a book full of recipes literally that get you know, distributed out to all the chefs in the company to try, and we actually get together a couple times a year to actually test these things. You know, we're testing some stuff here in a next week actually for, you know, some future promos in the fourth quarter of this year. So those things get through the pipeline, and you really get to see what works for your hotel. And then that's, you know, something that's unique to the company.
Well, based on the turnout here, I would imagine that you're going to be very eager to report your numbers for June to the corporate office, Jeff.
It's
because
been great.
People are flocking around this fruit.
It's been great. I mean, we because of where we're at, we actually launched this back in March. Like Jonathan said, we have our pool season doesn't stop. It's year-round. So the rest of the company actually just launched theirs in May. We had ours going since March, and the feedback's been tremendous. And to Chef's point, you know, this isn't a top-down, promotion. It's not just, here's your recipes, go do this. And as he said, there's a lot of back and forth. We're testing recipes now for some fall promotions. So it's not just here, corporate says do this and you're doing it. There's a lot of back and forth and there's a lot of input from the field.
Yeah, and that's what they want because it keeps it real. It keeps it authentic. I mean, I remember talking to you, the very first time you were on the show, we were talking about the dinner menu at Bob's, and, you know, you were the first to say, look, there's no playbook. There's the rip and read. Okay, this is what you have to do. Because we understand that there are things that represent Bob's that we do because they are Bob's. But you want a company that gives the latitude and the margin to celebrate what works here and what doesn't. And again, the Summer of Mango is a perfect example of that.
One of the reasons we achieve so much success with food here is because of the methods and the philosophy behind the culture here, and that is, you know, we bring in a very food-forward company, as Jeff was saying, and they hire chefs, and we hire a team, and we give them the, freedom to express themselves, and you see the end result. When people are happy cooking, doing what they love, you have that product that's right here in front of us.
So Brian Smith is taking notes. This is so much fun. Watch him. I'm kidding. He's probably done with me joking about him anyway. And now, how does Summer of Mango work here on property? So here we are. As I said, we are steps away from the pool at the Sweetwater Cabana Bar. Are these dishes and drinks only available down here at the bar? Or, you know, maybe if you're at Legends, can you have a mango tango? Or how does that work?
This is for the Sweetwater pool. You know, it operates as its own operation down here. So we've got everything from pickled mango here as a garnish. We've got a great charred mango hummus, for someone who wants to have a little healthy snack by the pool. And we've got some great indulgent stuff, too. You know, a mango pulled pork and jalapeno mango jerk chicken wings. A fantastic turkey burger with some little coconut and mango and pineapple action going on there. It's screams poolside. It's great.
Dirty. He literally just used the phrase fantastic turkey burger, and I believed him. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Turkey burgers are relevant again when Jonathan Stutzman is in the house. Brian Smith saying turkey burger. I promised this the last time. The Manners menu is exactly right. So how many dishes all told are on? I mean, like I said, I'm looking at the Summer of Mango menu, and you have to turn like a couple of times. I mean, there's probably 25 dishes on this menu.
Yeah, well, we've got a full menu, food and bar down here to enjoy, and then we've got 8 different options to feature the mangoes. And then if you're feeling frisky, just say, hey, let me talk to Chef. Let's see what you got. And we can whip something up. You know, this is a version of the nachos we do here, and I wanted to feature the mangoes. So we put some of that pickled mango, pico de gallo, on there, just as a little fun feature.
All right, so we're going to go in on this tasting here in a minute, but I asked Jeff earlier in the show about certain spirits that played better with mango than others when you're thinking about mixing up a great cocktail. From a culinary perspective, when you're thinking about what the mango means and what it stands for and that mango experience, I wouldn't imagine that there's a flavor and ingredient under the sun that doesn't work with the mango. If this presentation is Exhibit A, I'm scared to think of what wouldn't work with that fruit.
It's hard not to have something work with there. And the great thing is it makes everything, fresh. For example, on these nachos, you've got some, chorizo refried beans under there. People might think that's a little bit heavy. But when you bring an element like mango into that and get those high sugar contents and everything in there, it really lightens that dish and brings that fresh component to the forefront.
Chorizo refried beans, Dylan Higgins.
I am not going to be able to speak for at least 5 minutes after having that.
Well, let's go in. So, Chef, you brought us some things to try. It looks like you brought us a little bit of everything on the Legends, on the Bob's, on the Sweetwater menu. I mean, this is a beautiful masterpiece. But should we start with the nachos? Where should we start? With clean palates, we've refreshed them, brightened them with the mango cocktails. Where should we go first?
You know, the nachos are fantastic, but I'm going to toot my own horn right here. We have some of the best chicken wings you're going to find in Tucson.
Yes.
Absolutely, hands down.
I'm so excited.
And with the mango in there and the jerk and the jalapeno that we smoke with mesquite wood from the property, it's really a thing of beauty. And they're so great because they're such a meaty wing. You really just good luck finding better.
And I got to ask you, when it comes to chicken wings, you take great pride in being the wing thing out here in Tucson. But when it comes to the Stutzman strategy to experience the wing the way it was intended to be enjoyed, are you a drummy guy or are you a flapper guy?
Oh, no, I'm a drum guy. Come on.
You're a drum. And my wife is just nodding in affirmation. I've been losing the drummy flapper battle for years. I'm a flapper.
Nah.
Even my son says, Dad, and he says, I forget your name, but Dad, no, you got to do the drummies because that's where the meat is, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going. I'll have a drummy. Listen to me. It sounds like a chore.
Okay. I know, right? So difficult.
So I'm looking at this wing, and of course, as you said the very first time you were on the show, we begin a culinary experience by eating with our eyes. We take it all in. We take a look at exactly the artistry, and there can, you can have the word art and wing in the same sentence. It's really for real. But I love that there's a stickiness to this sauce. And when you can do your, again, you're talking mango, jerk, jalapeno, and some mesquite essences come in as well. You just have this beautiful sticky wing. There's no easy, clean way about it, is it?
Yeah, just take a bite.
All right.
Go for it.
Dylan, now, I can't eat and talk at the same time.
Well, I guess I'll have to cover for
I'm
you while
in.
You're doing
yes.
this.
And I'm not going to talk about soil when I talk about the wing.
Because
that would be a soil-free zone.
I'm just saying.
Actually, no, chickens walk around on soil.
Chicken run around on earth.
Something tell me, though, that he can eat and talk at the same time.
I think we've seen it before.
If there was one person who I've ever met who I'm confident can eat and talk at the same time, Matt Russell.
He's a trained professional.
Yeah, this is what he does. Notes? Anything other than
I heard. Yep.
I hear a lot of
A lot of going on.
Yeah, this is my second napkin. I've only had one wing. Congratulations. Perfect amount of heat. The sweet coming from the mango. Again, we were talking about how those flavors play well in those cocktails. It's almost straddling, if you will. You know, you got the smoke from the mesquite. You got the sweetness of the mango. You got that heat from the jalapeno. And just the sticky factor, it's cooked perfectly because the meat just kind of pulls right off that bone. I might be a drummy guy now.
See, this is like, you converted.
This is a milestone in my broadcast career. Dylan, have one of those wings,
oh,
brother.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I want to start with this experience. These wings are insane, Jonathan. Absolutely insane. And I'm wondering, from a pairing perspective, Jeff White, would it be a little overkill to pair this gorgeous wing with what's left in my mule cup?
Absolutely.
I think it's
going
to work beautifully.
It'd only be weird if you dunked it.
I promise that might violate Omni Protocol. I don't want to do anything to put our relationship at risk. But anyway, gorgeous place to start the tasting. Where should we go next?
Ooh, go for the hummus.
Okay, yeah, you talked about that just a minute or so ago.
Yeah, it's hot, man. Okay. It's, you know, 105 degrees today, which is kind of cool for Tucson. But sometimes you don't want anything, you know, very filling. And that nice little light treat.
All right, I'm going in on this.
Make sure you get one of the fried garbanzos. Those are delicious.
No, seriously, the crisp on those things, oh, they're fantastic.
That sticky wing is amazing.
Mm. Right?
Just popping back in on that. Sorry.
As you just devoured that one.
Mm-hmm. What a great vehicle the hummus is for bringing in the sweetness of that fruit. I mean, mm-hmm. No, who would have thought about that? Seriously. You know, you think, you know, charred onion hummus, you know, red pepper hummus. Those are almost pedestrian when you're thinking about what you can really do with this dish. Fried garbanzo beans, Jonathan Stutzman.
Come on, man.
Absolutely gorgeous. All right, we have time for one more bite before we do our trivia question. Where should we go, guys? What's next?
You got to do the turkey burger. I said it.
All right. Yeah, you
did. I actually fed you a turkey burger. It's probably.
I was going to say, I think the gauntlet's thrown on the turkey burger situation.
Yeah.
All right, let me grab a quick photo here. Just absolutely gorgeous. One more. All right. So this is like a serious sandwich, guys.
It is a serious sandwich.
I'm going to bring it over here onto my notepad, which will be completely unrecognizable after this first bite. Again, plated beautifully. Just the architecture of the sandwich is stunning.
Well, you got to find the right product and then make it look pretty first.
Okay, so we got a beautiful tomato and a peppercini speared onto the crown of that sandwich. So is there? What's the protocol here, sir? I mean,
you grab it and bite it.
Should cut it in half, she says. You know, you really should cut your hamburger in half. I've been married for 27 years. I'm cutting my hamburgers in half, Jonathan Stutzman. I don't want to cut this. I just want to go in.
It all depends on whether you're going to share.
Will you give me a waiver? my wife is hovering. She's hovering.
Yeah.
Exactly. All right. Now I'm going to go in. Dylan, take it away.
All right. I was going to say the reason she tells you to cut it in half is because she would like the other half.
I've learned that in my 5 years of marriage. Anyway, so it looks like you're dealing with some pretty delicious turkey burger there.
Yeah, you know what? Turkey burger, I've tried and failed to do turkey burgers at home, right? I really have legitimately tried to do it. I don't know how you render a moist, juicy turkey burger with the lean, you know, with the lean meat. I mean, I don't know. Is there a little bit of a secret that you can share with our listeners? I mean, I know you want them to come here to try what a real turkey burger is supposed to taste like.
Use the whole bird. Use the whole bird. Don't stick just with the breast or anything like that because you're going to tend to dry out. And then
use the whole bird.
Yeah.
Whole bird. I was going to say, is it just doused in butter?
That's what you have eaten with me before.
Let me ask my wife to disappear before you answer that question about the butter. Anyway, time has come to see if one of our listeners wants to have a shot at getting a gift card to experience Summer of Mango for themselves. Have you guys thought about something fun that we can ask our listeners today?
I have one for you. I hinted to you earlier. So, you know, though we're sourcing a lot from Mexico, what is the number one contributor of mangoes in the world?
Okay, great question. Okay, so there is one contributor that stands alone at the top of other
50%
contributors. 50% of mangoes in the world come from where? If you think you know the answer to the question, send me a note right now. Would you? onthemenulive@gmail.com. Again, onthemenulive@gmail.com. We're going to pick a winner from all of our correct answers. And someone is going to be lucky enough to come by Omni Tucson National Resort and try some of the Summer of Mango for themselves. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Thank another sponsor. When we come back, we might have another bite or two. And then we're going to be finding out what's happening property-wide in this glorious Tucson summer. Stick around, fellow foodies. We'll be right back.
Hey friends, you've already made On the Menu Live your weekend destination for the most delicious hour on radio. Come back Sundays for the most compelling hour on radio. American Warrior Radio with my friend Ben Bueller Garcia, telling the stories of those who protect and inspire us. Sundays from noon to 1, right here on 104.1 KQTH, your weekend destination for great radio. Red Snapper with rice noodle puffs and tomato sauce. Chicharrones with jicama slaw, Thai chili, mint, and basil. Bison meatloaf with kiwi, melon, and mulberry. These are the kinds of specials that rotate regularly at Boca Tacos and Tequila. And you thought Boca was only about tacos? Think again! Fresh off her appearance on the Food Network's hit TV program Chopped, Tucson chef Maria Maison continues to blow our minds back home at Boca with daily specials that showcase the personal expression of her unique Sonoran story. With bold flavors, fresh ingredients, and the kind of kitchen creativity that made her a national media star. I've always loved Boca for gourmet tacos and premium tequilas, and now there's even more to love with their daily lineup of entree specials. Now, where was I? Hot noodle soup with a guajillo chili puree. Pan-seared salmon.
Boca Tacos and Tequila on 4th Avenue, just north of 6th Street. Open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 10 and Sunday 11 to 8. Check out their full menu today at BocaTacos.com.
It is Matt Russell and Dylan Higgins broadcasting live poolside from the Sweetwater Cabana Bar at the Omni Tucson National Resort. You know, all of our listeners know over the years that this is definitely one of my happy places. I feel like family every time I come down here. And these guys, like, yeah, don't let it go to your head, Matt. We treat everybody. You know, that we treat people the way they want to be, that we want to be treated. We do that through food. We do that with great service. We do the great cocktails. We talk, you know, talk about great accommodations. And you've got some things happening throughout the summer that are bringing in a little golf. Some wine tasting events and things like that. What do we got going on out here summertime?
We've got a number. You know, everybody thinks, oh, it's summertime, Tucson dies, right? No, we just shift gears.
Right.
We go into a different gear and we do a bunch of different stuff. So we've got a number of different things. One of the things that we're doing is for all of our transient guests, all of the leisure guests that stay with us over the summer, when you check out, you're going to get a nice little postcard for a bounce back offer with some absolutely ridiculously low rates that I'm not going to mention.
How low is low? Oh, you're not
going to? I'm not going to.
I can't break them down.
You got to come stay here. And then you get the coupon to come back.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah.
Okay, because they're already expressing their loyalty to the property because they're
right
here.
Right.
And say, hey, we just want to keep loving on you guys.
So we're saying here, we want you to keep loving us here. Here's a little bounce back offer. Come on back.
Right on.
So we're doing that. Fun. We've got a $60 unlimited golf and lunch special going on. So you can come out, play 18 in the morning, go grab lunch for free in Legends, and go back in if you're so man enough, go back and do another 18 in the afternoon.
For how much?
$60.
So I could eat $60, and you're saying I could get an 18 at a world-class golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, and this is the same course.
Where the pros play.
At the Color Guard Classic. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, $60. So that's all summer long.
All summer long.
You can do 18 if you have it in you, and you get lunch at Legends, which I think is just one of the great spaces to have a great meal. Okay, and that's happening all summer long as well.
All summer long.
$60.
A couple other things we've got going on. We've got we're doing a summer access pass. So from now through the end of summer, for $375, you can actually get a access pass for the spa, pool, tennis, and enjoy what a resort guest would enjoy. And you can do it daily if you like.
And how long does that last?
That'll last through the end of September.
So that's $375
a
month?
No, or total.
Not total.
So for you and the family, come on down for $375. You can hang out at the pool daily. You can go use the tennis court.
That's like that's like a monthly fee in a lot
Absolutely.
Of places. It really is.
Yeah.
And that includes the spa
and
the pool. Play a little tennis. All right, beautiful.
Why not?
My gosh. So you guys have thought of everything.
Well, and you know, we want to take care of the kids too. So on the golf side, you know, kids 17 and under will play for free with a paying adult all summer long.
Oh my gosh.
So come out, bring your kids. One adult pays, your kids can play for free.
You golf or
on
Dylan?
The same golf course.
No, but I'm thinking about taking it up.
Yeah. You know what? You golf, and I'll eat at Legends. And we'll do a little tag team.
Yeah.
Right?
We can swap off.
Okay. Yeah. Right on.
And then lastly, you know, for the kids, kids 12 and under all summer long, eat free. So you
they
stay here as a resort. If you're paying resort guests, you're staying here at the resort. The kids 12 and under will eat free all summer
long. You're right. I mean, summer does not die.
No.
In this, like you said, you're just changing gears.
That's it.
Because you're constantly innovating and imagining what would families want
right.
in this summertime. I mean, there's sometimes folks, fly away. Other folks stick around. I love summer in Tucson. And you're like, look, you're hanging with us. We're going to do something right for you.
Absolutely.
So much fun. You guys are doing some wine tastings as well?
We are. So every Friday throughout the month of July, we're doing a little wine tasting for $10. This past Friday, we just did Sauvignon Blancs. Next Friday, we're looking at doing Chardonnays. Probably throwing a little Pinots coming up next after that. And for $10, you get five wines for $10.
Jeez, you working on this deal, Dylan?
I'm doing everything I can to
work on this deal. So it's a different theme, and it's every Friday?
Every Friday.
What time, Jeff?
6 o'clock.
Okay, and where are you guys doing that at Legends?
We're actually doing it over by Bob's.
Okay, over by Bob's.
Yep.
You can taste five wines within a theme every Friday at 6 o'clock for only $10.
$10.
And you can stick around, have dinner afterwards, feast on some great things here.
Absolutely.
On property. And then what else you got going on? You're doing are you doing anything with a room special at all? Or?
So just right now, just the bounce back
the
offering.
Bounce back,
obviously,
right.
It's summertime. So we've got, if you go on the website, there's a ton of different offers, depending on the day of the week or, for summer and stuff. Obviously, we've got the big holiday coming up next week. We've got Independence Day coming next Wednesday. So we'll have the grill down here. We're doing a bunch of drink specials and things like that.
Oh,
Jeff will be down here.
You're going to be doing a little outdoor grilling, Jonathan?
I do cook, yes.
Yeah, what's it? What's at the center of the July 4th when you're thinking about all Americana, all American? What do you have to have? What would be missing?
I mean, it's traditional. It's the the burgers and dogs and stuff. But we mimic the menu here. We do a couple different feature variations so we can have a good time. And mango's at the forefront of this. We're embracing it and running with it because it is fantastic.
So much fun. You want to talk about the new kid here on the team?
We do. We got a new kid on the block.
Yeah.
So as I was formerly the F&B director here. And so I've been doing GM and F&B director since last August, and I'm proud to announce that Mr. Josh Rockwell is now joining the team. Actually, starting his first day, it's technically Monday, but he's coming a couple days early, so he's going to be joining us.
I love it, Josh Rockwell, assistant F&B director. Now, Josh, is this radio show part of your interview? Is that how it works?
I believe so. This is the last qualifier.
You couldn't be at a better place, man. I got to say, congratulations. This is just a solid crew here that just have respect for life and respect for food and respect for the spirit. What's one word that comes to mind when you're thinking about living? You're going to be living in Tucson, Arizona. You hail from the Pacific Northwest. What's one word that describes your experiences so far living in the Old Pueblo?
Dry heat.
That could be one word. That's fine. Anyway, Josh, we look forward to getting to know you throughout the summer. We'll raise some mango cocktails in your honor. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Jeff White, Jonathan Stutzman, thank you guys so much for everything. I know I have immeasurable admiration for everything you do. I want to remind everybody to come on out to the Omni. Enjoy a spectacular summer. There is always so much going on from that bounce back program for hotel guests to these great wine tastings on Friday. You get
unlimited golf and wonderful lunch at Legends. Come on out here and experience what it is that I've been talking about for so long. Thank you, guys. Dylan Higgins from Breakthrough Beverage Group. Always fun hanging with you, and let's go get a cocktail.
Absolutely.
Right
thank
on.
You for, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. If you missed any part of this show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be up on our website, onthemenulive.com, early next week. In the meantime, it's Matt Russell and Dylan Higgins reminding you, if it's Saturday at 5, it is On the Menu Live. Cheers, fellow foodies. Come on out and join us at the Omni. We're not going anywhere.
News at the top and bottom of the hour.
Listen live online.
And on our Radio League app.
1041 KQTH HD. KQTH, Tucson's news and talk.